Hello and welcome to Women Talk About Horror, the show where women talk about horror. Today it's just me, your host Kitty, and I will be doing a book review of Mexican Gothic by Silvia Moreno Garcia. Mexican Gothic is the story of Noemi, who is a socialite in 1950s Mexico. She is sent by her father to check on her cousin Catalina at a mansion out in the Mexican countryside called the High Place. Catalina has recently married into the Doyle family, and Noemi's father has gotten a very disturbing letter from Catalina, and he wants Noemi to go investigate and see what is really going on. So, Noemi goes to the High Place, which is this kind of dreary and decrepit English mansion that is in the Mexican countryside. And the reason why this England mansion is in Mexico is the Doyle family, the family that Catalina has married into, is English. And when they came from England, they basically made their own little spot of England in Mexico. So once you are on the property of this mansion, you no longer feel like you're in Mexico. It's basically just like being in a very creepy English mansion. And the Doyle family is very strange. Catalina's husband, Virgil, is odd in his interactions with Noemi. His father, Howard, is kind of old and sickly, but he's also very uncomfortably obsessed with eugenics. And then he turns a very uncomfortable obsession to Noemi. Virgil's sister, Florence, is very standoffish. And in this entire house, the only person who is nice to Noemi and kind of interacts with her on any normal level is Florence's son, Francis, who is kind of this more nerdy guy who's just kind of interested in mushrooms. So the longer Noemi is there visiting her cousin, the more she realizes that something is very off here. Not only is her cousin obviously sick, Noemi also herself starts to experience these weird, very vivid dreams. And the longer she's there, she starts to believe that these aren't really dreams, but memories of the house that somehow the house is giving to her. And of course, in the best of Gothic tradition, the Doyle family does have some dark secrets that they are trying to keep from being discovered. I love this book. This was probably my favorite book I read last year. It's about 300 pages and I literally read it in 2 days. And I've just been recommending it to everybody. I think that Silvia Moreno Garcia really did a great job of capturing the Gothic feel in a more modern story. Her writing is amazing. Her descriptions of the house and of the feelings are very vivid. You can picture what she's writing about and the settings. She really makes it come to life. And I was more of kind of a slow burn, and kind of the longer the story went on, the more you got the feeling of just the kind of creepiness and wrongness of what is going on in this house. I kind of considered this book more on the thriller side of horror than true horror, but towards the end it does get into more of a magical realism kind of horror feel, and I really liked what the twist was and what was going on. I thought it was very original, and I thought it was very interesting. I thought the characters were interesting. I really enjoyed Noemi and Francis and the kind of little friendship that they brought in. I thought the Doyles were appropriately creepy for this type of story. Moreno Garcia is actually on Goodreads, and she has added some kind of like her thoughts to certain passages of the books. And she mentions in one of them that the patriarch Howard Doyle is named for both H.P. Lovecraft and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, as they are both kind of pillars of horror and mystery. And they both have also had their issues with race. And I thought that was very clever to kind of bring that in. And it was kind of a fun little Easter egg to know. Now, for way of criticism, I didn't have much for this book. But I am a librarian, and I work with a lot of other librarians. And one of my coworkers also read the book. And one problem that she had with the book was she felt that the setting of Mexico wasn't really properly utilized. Because, like I said, when you get to the high place, you're basically in an English manor house. And I can understand why she felt like that. But for me, I think it really worked to add to the horror of the book, because it's removing Catalina and Noemi from their culture and from what is familiar to them. And I think one of the reasons why we had kind of an opposite feeling on this is my coworker is not Hispanic and I am Hispanic. I'm Puerto Rican. And so I kind of know what it is to have that feeling of being removed from your culture and being expected to act a different way. Because a lot of times, you know, Hispanic women, we are told that we are too loud and too much and that we need to behave in a way that is more appropriate or professional. So having that happen to these two characters in the book was, you know, I had a reaction to it. Just, you know, it added to the horror for me. And I think that was very effective. But I think because of the cultural differences between my coworker and I, why that didn't work for her the same way it did for me. But all in all, I thought it was a great book. It was a 5 out of 5 stars for me. I highly recommend it to anyone who likes gothic horror or thrillers. And it is being made into a series for Hulu, which I'm very excited about, and I hope they do a great job of it. So thank you for listening to my book review. I will be back soon with another one, and I hope you have a great week. Women Talk About Horror is produced and edited by Christina Paz. Music by Fesslian Studios. Please follow us at Women Talk About Horror on Instagram. Please join us in 2 weeks for our next episode.